Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and so glad and excited to welcome all our visitors and guests who are here. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us again. Sorry for that little awkward pause right there. We're going to have to speak with our music dude. Our music dude chose a communion hymn that was numbered 379, which looks like it's the last hymn, which is not right. The last hymn is 376. Now, when you do the hymn board, the only difference between 379 and 376 is turned one way or the other. And so that was the confusion we had earlier on the hymn board, is somebody thought, well, 379 is the last one. And I said, no, it's 376. And they said, no, here's 379. No, there it's 376. 376 is right. Okay, so that's correct. The bulletin is correct. But our music dude should not choose hymns so close together, don't you think? So anyway, I do want to remind you that two Wednesdays from now, we have the preschool spring fling fundraiser. So please come and celebrate our preschool and give it support. That's not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. There's information in your Go and Serve about that. Shannon, there you are. Yeah. Thank you, Shannon, and thank you for all your support for Family Promise this week. Traditionally, the Sunday after Easter is considered low Sunday because of such poor attendance. So I'm really proud of Brandon and Sarah for choosing to have a baptism today. And they brought scads of people with them, so that really is helping out today, and that's just wonderful. And so I will invite Romney Ann to bring her parents forward. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ?
We do.
As you bring Romney Ann to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Romney Ann grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Romney Ann and pray for her in her new life in Christ?
We do.
I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended from the dead. He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. As a brief interlude, I would just let you know, during this prayer, I will pour the water out of the pitcher into the font. This water is special water. It is water that Sarah brought, I guess both of you brought back, from the Jordan River in Israel. So that's the water we'll be using. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Romney Ann Bowers, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Romney Ann with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Romney Ann, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Please rise.
Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world.
Amen. Well, congratulations and welcome, Romney Ann. I believe our worship continues with our gathering hymn.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Would the children please come forward? Well, good morning. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Did y'all get an Easter basket this morning? No. You got them this morning?
No, April 1st.
April 1st, the Easter Bunny didn't come see y'all today?
No. I thought I had my Easter egg on.
Last week. The Easter Bunny wasn't supposed to come today. Well, I got an Easter basket with eggs in it. And in fact, I want you to know, this was the Easter basket. When I was your age, I had my very own Easter basket. And when I grew up and got married, my mother gave my Easter basket to Miss Nan so that she would have it to keep giving me Easter baskets every Easter. Because you know what? Chocolate's great, isn't it? And jelly beans and peeps and everything. That's just great. You don't like that stuff?
I love it.
You love it. I love it, too. I love it. And so I wanted to tell you Happy Easter today and find out if you got an Easter basket. Because you know what? This is Sunday.
I don't have one.
And Easter was last week, wasn't it? You're right. Easter was last week. We celebrate. But you know what? Every time we gather in worship here, we're celebrating Easter. Every single Sunday is a celebration of Easter. It's a celebration that Jesus rose from the dead and loves us and gave us salvation. Isn't that a cool thing to celebrate? In fact, even when it's Christmas, we're celebrating Easter. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, Easter is such a neat thing. And in fact, I was thinking about it just before I came out of here, and I had a great idea. I think you should all tell your parents that since each Sunday is a celebration of Easter, you should have some chocolate every Sunday morning. Don't you think that would be a great idea? Romney Ann, you listen to that now, okay? We could celebrate every Sunday, because every Sunday when we gather, Easter didn't just end last week. Easter goes on every week. This is the second Sunday of Easter. This is the Sunday after Easter, but we still celebrate Christ's victory. And that's a wonderful thing to think about. Now, you don't have to do it with chocolate, but that sure helps, doesn't it? Yeah. You talk to your parents and let me know if it works, okay? All right. Yeah, but you could tell them later. Yeah, all right. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, help us to remember each and every week about your love for us, your victory for us, and the wonderful gift of grace that you give to us. Help us to celebrate Easter all the time. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Reading from 1 John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
An elderly man in Orlando calls his son in New York one day in November and says, "I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Pop, what are you talking about?" the son asks. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the old man says. "We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this, so you call your sister in Chicago and tell her." Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "They are not getting divorced," she shouts. "I'll take care of this." So she calls Phoenix immediately and screams at her father, "You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing." The old man hangs up the phone and turns to his wife. "Okay," he says. "They're coming for Thanksgiving and paying their own way. Now what do we do for Christmas?" The importance of being a family together cannot be overstated. Many sermons call us to become something we're not. This one celebrates what we already are. Maybe you remember Derek Redmond, or maybe more importantly, you remember his father. Redmond was participating in the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona with a good shot to win a medal in the 400-meter race. In his semifinal, about 150 meters into the race, Redmond tore his hamstring and collapsed onto the track. Medical staff rushed to him while the race went on, but he shoved them away. Somehow, in immense pain, he forced himself to his feet and began to hobble and hop down the track, knowing he wouldn't win, but determined to finish. Suddenly, a man broke through security and ran out on the track. It was Redmond's father. He said to Derek, "You don't have to do this." And Derek replied, "Yes, I do." And his father said, "Well, then, we're going to finish this together." And with his father helping to hold him up, the two of them walked the rest of the way and crossed the finish line. The importance of being a family together cannot be overstated. Many sermons call us to be something we're not, but this one celebrates what we already are. How pleasant and harmonious when God's people are together, our psalm for today emphasized. And indeed, that's true. Having a church family to be with, to join in worshiping God, to share in receiving God's grace, to be filled with happiness and joy together is quite a blessing. And here at Redeemer, our church family is one of our great blessings. It's a joy to be here and to be together. As a family, we celebrate joys together. We hold one another and lift one another when we grieve, and we are there for support and care for one another. I wish I could tell you of every time I have visited with someone who has been ill or suffered the loss of a loved one and how they have said things like, "I don't know how I could have made it without my church family." Or, "I felt the prayers of my church family." Or, "Pastor, the church has meant so much." And my own experience over the past few months has borne that out. Your love is expressed so genuinely and generously. Maybe that's what our first reading from Acts was trying to describe. "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul," it said, describing a community where there was sharing, where the needs of others were raised up, where the gospel of Christ was proclaimed, not just in word, but also in how they lived together. It's the best of what a church can be. It's what we have and celebrate here at Redeemer. The importance of being a family together cannot be overstated.
That's what we are. One day, many years ago, I was sitting at a boring dinner party. I suspect you've been at one of those too. So I was just biding my time while the conversation was going on around me that I didn't care to hear about. And as I did that, I was fiddling with my silverware when I noticed something odd. If you look at your reflection on the back of a spoon, everything is normal. But if you look at your reflection in the bowl of a spoon, you are reflected upside down. See, I told you it was a boring party. But something about the concave nature of the spoon turns everything the wrong way. Well, not long after I came here to Redeemer, I noticed something similar. When we celebrate communion, when I'm consecrating the elements, I can see my reflection in the base of the chalice as it sits on the altar. From your side, you are reflected in that base as well. The base of our chalice, like a spoon, is concave, so the reflection is upside down. But when I raise that chalice and consecrate the elements, suddenly the reflection is in the outside of the cup, and everything is right side up. When Christ is lifted among us, the world is right. We are shown for who we are, for who Christ makes us, together, one family. How pleasant and harmonious when God's people are together. Amen.
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Faithful God, you perform wonders in our midst. Open our eyes to your marvelous power, and when we do not see or believe, gift us with faith. Give us the courage to question, knowing that you meet us both in our confidence and in our doubts. Make Easter joy real in our lives, and assure us always of your love, which never fails. Lord, in your mercy, ever-present one, you dwell among your gathered people. Grace us with your Holy Spirit, that through hearing your word and sharing your meal, we may embody resurrection hope. Walk before us and call us new and always to follow you. Lord, in your mercy, healing God, you wore our flesh and pain in Jesus, our Savior. May your healing touch comfort the sick, the lonely, and all who cry out to you. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, mighty God, in Jesus Christ, you offer peace that surpasses our understanding. Give that peace in our lives. Make our families places of refuge, support, and love. Impart wisdom to the nations that fear might end, and that your way and your peace might reign over all the world. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory, Hosanna.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Body of Christ given for you. 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 Blood of Christ shed 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 for you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, send your light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.